Could you name for me some of them, Mr. Payne?
Well, do you know?
Yeah.
Well, these off streets and
okay, like a particular kind of race, like white or...
White or colored race.
Okay. All right, do the well-off and poor members of these groups live in different neighborhoods?
Yes.
Okay. Do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial sections?
Yes.
All right. Where do the rest of the people live? Not lower class, but, or middle class, but...
You mean the lower class?
Where do the rich people live?
Oh, they live out in the suburbs.
All right. Where do the other people live, most of them? Not lower class, but...
Middle class.
All right. And where do the poor people live?
Well, they live off... in the ghettos.
Okay.
Poor street.
All right. What are some of the well-known places around here, like in Troy, would you say? Some landmarks?
Well, some of ours is the Pike County Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the oldest homes in Troy that's been refurbished and all mm-hmm. that.
Okay. And, that's fine. If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
In Montgomery.
And if you were driving in from out of state, what kind of road would you come on? Would it be a highway or a...
Well, yes, it's a highway.
Would it be an interstate or...
We don't have interstate in here.
Okay. And if you had to go to the bathroom, where would you stop if you were on the interstate?
Benton Station.
And what are the, what's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane? When you're driving.
Yellow lines or white lines.
And where do you get off when you're driving on one of those interstates or a big highway? What do you call it?
An exit or cloverleaf.
Okay. What would you call it to get back on again?
The entrance, mm-hmm. I reckon.
Okay,
the
that's
entrance
right.
to the interstate.
That's fine. Are there any other roads in town that can only be entered or left at special places? Do you know of any?
Well, it'd be the one-way street.
Okay, fine. Name some main streets in Troy.
North Three Notch, South Three Notch, Butter and Egg Road, mm-hmm. Murphy Street, University Avenue.
All right, that's fine. And do you know any neighborhood streets? Just residential?
Oh, yes, Murphy, College, Hillcrest, Elm,
okay.
Park.
All right. And if you're on one of those small streets and you have to wait for a train to pass, what are those places where the tracks go over the road?
Overhead bridges.
Okay. All right, and how do you usually park if you're going to a neighborhood and you want to park by the curb? How do you usually park your car?
Parallel.
And what are the outlets for fire hoses that you can't park near? You get a ticket for parking near them.
Fire hydrant.
Okay, and what kind of, is there any parking that you do at a shopping center? Is it any different from parallel parking?
Oh, yes, that's angle parking.
Okay. Where would you park downtown? If you go, like, down to downtown Montgomery, and they have the parking places that you park, you know, above.
Parking areas, those are ramps.
Fine. Uh-huh. What are the tallest and largest buildings in town?
In Troy?
No, Montgomery or New York. What would you call those?
Oh, the M.
Just,
the bigger building.
Okay, large office building. Uh-huh. That's fine, huh? And what kind of passageways do you find in these big cities that are between buildings? They're really little, okay? And what do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced, and where children do a lot of playing and trash? Okay, vacant lot?
Yeah.
Right. Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
The drinking fountain.
All right. Okay, can you name some different kind of cars and trucks for me?
Oh, yes, Chevrolet, Dodge, Ford, American.
All right.
Chrysler.
Okay. Can you name some that don't have brand names? They don't have brand names like
Pickup.
Okay, pickup.
Touring cars. sedan,
mm-hmm.
sports car.
Okay.